AI News by Conjero.
Chrome is giving Gemini a new role in the sidebar, and it's not just a chatbot sitting there. It's starting to act more like a task runner inside the browser.
Right, and the big change is these pre-made skills. Instead of typing a freeform prompt, you pick a task built for what you're already viewing.
Two early examples really make that clear. One skill helps maximize protein in recipes, and another summarizes YouTube videos. Very everyday, very practical.
That's the point. Google is moving away from open-ended prompting and toward repeatable actions that fit into the browsing workflow.
And it lowers the friction a lot. No copy-pasting between tabs, no figuring out the perfect prompt, no switching into a separate AI app.
It also gives Google a first-party way to define how AI works in the browser itself. That's a bigger platform move than it may look like at first.
The structure seems pretty clear, too. The sidebar gathers context from the active page, uses a skill-specific instruction set, and then the model returns a result or summary.
That modular setup matters. A recipe skill can be tuned differently from a video summary skill, and Chrome can update them separately.
But once you start breaking AI into lots of small skills, you also get fragmentation. Too many narrow tools can feel cluttered, too few can feel generic.
And there's a strategic angle here. If Chrome owns the task surface, it can decide what gets a button, what the default behavior is, and what context the model sees.
The privacy questions are unavoidable. People are going to want to know what page content gets sent, whether outputs are logged, and how much control they have.
Exactly. Summarizing a public YouTube video is one thing. Touching authenticated pages, inboxes, or internal docs is a very different level of trust.
For enterprises, that bar gets even higher. They'll want data retention rules, policy enforcement, and some way to audit what happened after the fact.
So the real test isn't whether Chrome can summarize a page. It's whether browser-level AI can become a normal part of work without turning every click into a governance issue.
AI News by Conjero.